people, especially our people. We gotta communicate, yes, man. We gotta communicate.
Yes. And you know what I thought of, with acts of service? Is doing something without expecting something in return.
That's good. That's good.
It gets to the point where some people are just too little. Like, you gotta, like you say, man, you need to have your man's back. Why I gotta have his back? Why I gotta be behind him?
What?
Yo, what it do? It's your man, O. Welcome to episode 6 of the LTABS podcast, featuring Dev and O. I'm gonna take this opportunity, as I always do, to introduce my beautiful, intelligent, funny, sharp, artistic. Okay, that's enough. Hey, y'all. Miss Dev is in the building.
Well, thank you. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome, and thank you for that introduction, sir. I appreciate you.
You know how I do. You know how I do. But hey, listen, we've got a subject tonight that everybody can relate to. Okay? And when I tell you the subject title, then I'm going to slide in what we're really going to talk about. So the subject title is, How Do I Love Thee?
That's good.
How do I love thee? So when you hear that, what would you think? I know what I think. We're going to talk about the 5 love languages, Miss Dev.
Yes, awesome. I'm ready.
The 5 love languages. Yes. She has been anticipating this episode since episode 2. Really. Like, and I have too. This is going to be a good one. This is going to be a good one. We're looking for a lot of interaction and responses to this one. So, Miss Dev, how about you start off? By just for people who don't know, who may not be familiar with the 5 love languages, I guess we can just let them know what those 5 love languages are.
Absolutely. So we're going to go through the 5 love languages, like O said. So the first one is gifts or tokens of affection. The second, quality time together. The third, physical touch. The fourth, words of affirmation. And 5, acts of service.
You know, when I hear those, sometimes I think maybe you have one the majority of times, but you could almost intertwine those throughout a relationship at any point in time. But as I look over these and I think about those, as you read them off, and we've talked about this before, if I had to choose one for me,
for me,
it would be words of affirmation.
Okay.
Words of affirmation.
So that's first. Do you have a runner up?
My runner up would probably be, it's tight between, quality time and physical touch.
Okay.
If I had to choose between those two, I would probably say physical touch.
Because
I feel like quality time, you know, goes both ways. And, you know, in this busy world of ours, you do have to make time for that.
Right.
But, you know, so that all too often, I think people are in relationships, and I've seen relationships before where, like, people are, like, married. They got a whole husband, got a whole wife, and be in the presence of others, and you never even see them hold hands or hug or, you know, kiss on the cheek or anything.
No affection.
Like, yeah, it's like, and I understand the whole, you know, PDA thing. Some people just not into that. But, like, ever?
Right.
Ever. So, like, I might be a little bit concerned about that. You know what I mean? But yeah, I would say physical touch. I'm a person who, you know, I enjoy that both ways. But my first and foremost for me would be excuse me, words of affirmation.
Okay.
Is really important to me. I'll expound on that later on. But enough of me. So if you had to choose, what would be your one? And I guess you would say you're 1A.
1A. So I actually knew from, like, because you know there's a test you can take as well, right?
There's a what?
Yeah, there's a test that you can take to see which one is your like top and then your second. So before
is
I
in,
even
is it in the book or something?
Well, you can find it online.
The research queen. the research queen strikes again. This is the same person who said we had a, what's the men's holiday that don't nobody know about?
The sweetest day.
Yeah, the sweetest
it's
day.
It's coming up next month.
Yeah, keep on. Just, never mind. Go ahead with the research queen.
So before I even took the test, I was like, I believe I know what my two are. And they were right. So number one, words of affirmation. And the second one, my 1A, is physical touch.
The same
the
as mine.
Same as yours.
Hold on, man.
See,
this just got weird.
That's no, why but when you said it, I chuckled. I said, wait a minute. Yours is the same as mine.
Wow. Well, you know what? Now that you say that, because I wasn't expecting that. Uh-huh. And I've had these conversations before. And a lot of times when I'm talking to, you know, my guy friends, uh-huh. they tend to agree with the, you know, words of affirmation.
Right, right.
A lot of times from a female perspective, it's quality time or acts of service.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, huh. yeah.
So what are you trying to say?
No, I'm just trying to say, you know, might like to be the one wear the pants in the relationship.
I'm just saying.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. My strong black sister.
That is another topic.
That's it. We go. Okay. My bad. I'm sorry.
I am not one of the boys. I'm one of the guys.
No. Fellas, trust me. She's not one of the boys. Trust me on that. Yeah. Anywho, but as I was saying, like words of affirmation. Uh-huh. Previously, we had talked about how to, and we mentioned this right before we started. Actually, okay. On our previous podcast, we talked about creating black superheroes by having you know, women be supportive and getting not only behind their husband or their significant other. You know, I had some kickback from that saying, well, you know, I don't want to always be behind my man. It's full circle, you know, mm-hmm. being behind who you with can also mean you're beside them.
Exactly.
And you lead supportive. Them at times. Mm-hmm. But it's all around, it's just being supportive and words of affirmation that even if it doesn't look like I'm progressing mm-hmm. as quickly as I want to, or I may or may not be where I want to be in the moment, or some venture I've started, it hasn't taken off like I thought it would.
Right, right.
Two things a man does not want to hear is silence mm-hmm. during that mm-hmm. or negativity.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Some type of encouragement.
So, yeah. Support. I just encourage me. Just encourage me. But like I've said before, it needs to be genuine encouragement. Don't make it just like, you know, empty calories. You're just saying it just to say it.
Right.
I need you
right,
to really... Babe, I know. I got you.
Right.
We're going
right.
to be all right. I got you. So that part of words of affirmation. And the thing I wanted to touch on, though, really about these five love languages is I think it's critical. Because I'm going to tell you, okay. when I first saw this, mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's some bull. I don't even believe it.
So what made you believe it?
Going through and looking back in previous relationships that I had been in, whereas I was off base mm-hmm. when it came to the love languages. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a relationship and in that love language, a person is their love language is gifts mm-hmm. and tokens of, you know, niceness or whatever, and you're constantly giving them verbals and affirmations and supportive and being, but you're off base. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure they appreciate that, but they would much rather have gifts.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If
right,
I don't
right.
know that, if I don't know that gifts are that important to you, and I think I'm doing okay by saying, babe, you can do it. You can conquer the world. You are amazing. I love you. But every now and then, you want, you know, you want the credit card and go get, you know, go shopping or whatever.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. not really giving you that, but I'm giving you what I think is your love language. So I think this is something that needs to be discussed early in relationships.
Very early. Yes.
Like early yes. in relationships, so you kind of know. Because I know you had said you don't want to give out too much, and you kind of want them to like figure it out. Is that the same with love language?
No. With this right here, definitely I would let them know ahead of time, because there have been times where people assume, oh, you know, women love gifts, so here, gifts, which, you know, gifts are fine, but
right.
no, words are more important. Words stick more, you know, to me. They're more meaningful, you know, to mm-hmm. me. So I feel like this is definitely something should be discussed like ahead of time, because I know like other people. So say, for example, somebody's love language is quality time. Another one is, acts of service, you know. Actually, somebody was discussing this with me in regards to this. So somebody has two totally opposite love language, you know, and then you communicate with one another and find out, oh, okay, this is this person's love language, but that's not an area that you are really good at.
Mm.
What do you do?
Mm.
How do you compromise? How do you comfort and support and then, you know, embrace
yeah.
or provide that yeah. when you don't know how to, when you're not used to doing that? Like, what do you do? And it's yeah. a struggle for them, you know?
Yeah. That's tough. that's tough. I've seen situations and been in situations like when you talk about, let's just say, physical touch.
Okay.
If you got somebody, like I was raised in a family with majority women.
Uh-huh.
And I was loved on constantly.
Right.
I mean, the women in my family, they told me they loved me. They hugged on me. You know what I'm saying? They were just so loving and huggy and kissy-kissy. So I grew up with that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it became a part of who I was as a man.
Right.
But, example, if you're with somebody who wasn't raised like that, you know what I mean? Who wasn't told how much they were loved, who wasn't, you know, didn't get a lot of hugs and kisses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to give them that, and they're like,
they're backing up from you.
Okay, that's enough.
right, right. But you're like, no, this is what
no,
I like.
No, this is how I love you. This is how I show you I love you. Right. They're like, yeah, I get it, but okay, that's enough. It's enough hugs and kisses for tonight. Let's try this again tomorrow.
You know what I mean? So compromise is the one that's used to getting it or the one that's not used to getting it? Like, where is there like a median? Like,
well, I think that's a great question. I think if you don't have a discussion about it uh-huh. and it just happens, then it turns into like an issue.
Okay.
It turns into, I don't want to say conflict, but conflicting interests, I guess you
right,
should say.
Right, right.
And who's to say who should acquiesce?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but somebody needs to, okay, either you need to fall back a little bit and let's have a deeper discussion about, okay, if that's not what you want, what is it that you really want?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I can fall back a little bit. Right. You know what I'm saying? I can fall back on that.
You're
good.
And do you also think that you should find like the root cause? Okay, so why don't you like this? You know, maybe it's something that happened in their childhood or something like that. You know, that's what may shy them away from that. You never know.
That's a discussion that needs to be had.
Mm-hmm.
That's a discussion mm-hmm. that definitely needs to be had. So this all goes back to communication.
Right, right.
This all goes back to communication,
mm-hmm.
which really just is the center of everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but as we learn and as we go through, whether it's a marriage or dating or to whatever level it is, man, people, especially our people, we gotta communicate,
yes,
man. We
yes,
gotta communicate.
Yes, yes.
Nobody is a mind reader.
Right, right.
And so if you feel like you're doing the best you can,
mm-hmm.
and it's never enough, it makes you wonder. So I'm trying my best. Like, why is this not enough? It may not be that it's not enough. It's just not accurate.
Right.
It's not
right.
what they want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
And I go back to what you said, because I appreciate what you said, okay, about not letting a whole cat out of the bag in the beginning, because then people can, you know, they can be who you want them to be.
Temporarily.
Yeah. I think we've all been through that.
And you made a great point as far as like communicating, and this goes along the line with that, especially when you communicate and trying to figure each other out on what each other like. And if it's something that necessarily you don't agree with or you need to work on, don't respond, you know, out of being like defensive or, you know, this is just me, I just do it this way, you know, and just shut it all down. Man. No, like, respond, you know, legitimately respond. What's the word I'm looking for? Don't respond out of, I guess, emotions, basically, or just to be heard, or just to, you know, well, this is not what I'm used to doing. Just, you know, communicate on an even level. You know, of course, even if it's something that you don't agree with, there's no need to
be defensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Being defensive is it's nothing productive. It's going to come out of being defensive.
Right.
Especially when you're trying to discuss, you know, things like that. So. I talked a little bit about, you know, why words of affirmation is important to me.
Okay.
And important to a lot of, like I said, my male friends.
That's interesting, though, that a lot of, like, males.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It goes back to what I talked about before.
Uh-huh.
Like, I keep saying it. I probably said it every single podcast. We're simple creatures.
Right.
We don't ask for a whole lot.
Right.
So we feel like the least you can do is tell me, babe, I appreciate you. You're doing great.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, hang in there. I know it's tough. You know what I mean? Just those kind of words, instead of, like I said, the other side of that fence is silence. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so sometimes we get silence, or we get, like you just said, either the defensiveness or the nagging. You know, it's a no. Ain't something in the Bible about a nagging woman and something around her neck, and the man just, so, you know. I'm great. Quote something out of the Book of Jobs. Yeah. The Book of Jobs. Yeah. Newberg Living Translation.
It's like job. What?
But you know, you know the scripture I'm talking about.
I know the scripture what you're talking about.
Yeah, better death than a nagging woman with something around your neck.
Right.
Over the
right.
top of the bridge.
the bridge.
And the.
Okay, I'm going to bring it back this time. You are. I am going to bring it back. I'm reeling him back in.
Okay.
But you know what? So. Ladies and gentlemen, it is true that men are simple, and let me give you a snippet. I'm putting my co-host on blast just a little bit, but I'm putting myself on blast too.
I like it.
So we were having a business discussion, and of course it was like via text or a message or whatever. So I wrote this like 5-page book on different stuff. I was like, ooh, and this and this and this. And I know good and well he did not read all of that within 30 seconds. He was like, yeah, that's cool. I was like, what?
Hey, I'm a fast reader.
No. I was like, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Yeah, that's cool. I said it took me at least 5 minutes to write this. I know it takes me about 7 minutes to read it. And he responded in 3 seconds. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. So, like, it goes back to say, they're really simple, because a short text, a message I send about business stuff, oh, he's on it. Yeah. I'm like...
Let me see. Hold on. You ain't gonna keep calling us simple.
Now, no!
We're simple creatures. Yeah. There's a difference between being simple and being simple creatures.
I didn't say you were simple. I said simple creatures.
Men are simple.
No.
You said it at least 2 times.
I apologize. Men are simple creatures. And this is from my co-host's word, his mouth. Men, I did not say that. Following my co-host.
Yeah, she did, bro. She called us simple-minded.
Simple creatures.
We're not having that.
No. Y'all, you all are very intelligent as well.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Words of affirmation.
She got on the right boots for this conversation.
Wait a minute, what's that supposed to mean?
It's getting deep.
It's getting deep. Hey, you my boots so long.
Hey, this boots is fire.
Thank you, though.
Calls me showing out, boy. Let me tell y'all something. Okay, never mind. No, I get off on tangent. I'm sorry. So what were we talking about?
Men are simple, intelligent, beautiful creatures. Handsome creatures.
At least you didn't say cute.
I didn't say cute. I switched it up. I said handsome creatures.
Okay, thank you. But anyway. Alright, five love. Let me count the ways. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. The five love languages.
Okay.
All right. So we'll get back to that. So we go over the five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had situations where, because we talked about discussing which one is your favorite and which one is important to you.
Right.
Have you had situations where you haven't discussed that and somebody's just like, they're really like gifts, and you're a person of affirmation and they're feeling like they're gonna gain your favor by giving you a bunch of gifts, and but they're not really taking advantage of the one that's really important to you? How do you handle that? Do you say what do you say? Like if somebody's giving you the wrong love language,
right,
they're
right,
handling
right.
you with the wrong love language, how do you respond to that? Or has it even happened for you?
Well,
to you?
Even before I knew about like the love language, I have had that happen before when I was in a relationship. It was just like gifts. And when I say gifts, these were like pricey gifts. Like,
oh, wow.
I know. I was like, Oh, okay. And see, what a lot of people don't know about me. Well, I'm not even. Okay. Yeah, let's skip that. But anywho. Mm. Okay.
Okay. I almost had a bone fall out. I almost had a bone. Ooh, what was that?
What?
Y'all know me. There's been enough episodes for y'all to know and understand. I can't control it. If it comes in my mind, it's coming out my mouth. I'm sorry.
No filter.
Zero filter.
So
anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So they just kept showering me with gifts, which, I mean, that's fine. But I'm just like, if they really knew, you know. But I did not tell them. At the time, I was just like, oh, you know, that's the way that they express it. You know, just want to buy. Which, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But I should have expressed it back then if I would have known about the list, you know.
Right, right.
Oh, these gifts are really nice. I truly do appreciate it. However, you know, your words mean everything.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. As you were saying that, I was thinking, and I don't know how long the relationship went on, but I'm trying to find the best way to say this.
Okay.
To me, if somebody is just continually showering you with gifts, well, now let me ask it more in a more specific way.
Okay.
So while he was giving you all these gifts, mm-hmm. nice, expensive gifts and whatnot, how was the other areas like communication or, you know, acts of affection, being attentive? Or because I feel like sometimes, you know, if you're financially able to give somebody really, really nice gifts,
uh-huh.
that's all fine and good. But if that's like all you're doing, if you're focusing on that so much that, you right. know, okay, take the gifts away, what do we have left?
Right.
Was it that
right.
kind of situation? Was the area, was he cool in other areas as well? Or was you just overwhelmed with the whole gift part? Because, I mean, that was probably what he was comfortable doing.
No, other areas, they were fine as well. It's just like the gift part were over and beyond. Like, okay, gotcha. You gotcha. Know. Okay, gotcha. This is a lot.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Okay. Do you still have all those gifts? I'm just saying, you know, times get hard. You got to sell stuff sometimes.
No, this was years ago.
Or maybe it's just me.
And this was the relationship that I didn't know I was in for 2 months.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Yep, there it is. Yep, yep, yep. You didn't, yeah, the whole time.
The entire 2 months.
Yeah, he was buying your love.
Y'all know, right?
You didn't even know your love was for sale.
I was like, my love has a price tag on it? Well, if it does, this is not it.
Well, evidently. he knew the number.
Does your gifts of love have a price tag on it?
Girl, shut your mouth. You can see.
Your gifts of love have a price tag on it?
Huh. Expound.
So, let me gather my thoughts on that. That just like...
Well, I can tell you what that makes me think.
Okay.
Because just your taking your example. And that's why I asked you that question.
Uh-huh.
Because I just feel like sometimes people give and give and give because... Oh, man. What is the... The shortest way to a line is a straight line. What am I trying to think of? Path of least resistance.
Okay.
Path of least resistance. Let me just buy you a bunch of stuff.
Cause it's easy.
Not a whole. Like, that don't take a whole lot of work to do that.
Right.
It takes money. Right. It takes money, a little time.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just kind of feel like when you get in that kind of situation and people, I can't speak for other individuals, but what I've learned over the years is that women and men as well,
uh-huh.
but I'm going to say women because I'm talking from my perspective, they appreciate attention.
Right.
They appreciate a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
They appreciate, you know, those just like those quiet times. Because I was talking about like physical touch.
Okay.
One of my favorite things to do. And I do it unknowingly sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But one of my favorite things to do is like say you like chilling with who you with or whatever and you're watching a movie or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
I like rubbing my female friends like their hair.
Okay.
Or their, you know, scalp. Just gently, just like if we just like laying there chilling or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's something that physical touch. And I also enjoy that as well.
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you
right.
know, back in the day when I had a curl.
You had a jerry curl?
I never had a curl. Don't you do it. I'm just playing.
He's not playing.
No, ask anybody that knows me.
You had a jerry curl.
I never had a curl.
You never?
Never, ever. I had a Duke.
Jerry curl.
That's more than a curl. More than a curl.
Same thing.
That's different. But just that light touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Just, you know, while you, like I said, chilling, watching a movie or whatever, just that light touch both ways. You know, that is something that, now, if that's not your thing.
Right.
And you prefer
right.
the gifts and all that, then it's going to be like, okay, yeah, okay, stop touching me.
Right.
Buy me something.
So.
I'm so petty.
I was going to ask a question. Like, my brain just went right and then it came back.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
So what, say for example, if, you know, you were watching a
Oh, it's... Somebody weed fall out.
What if you were watching a movie with your lady friend and you were to massage her scalp and she said, yeah, but she had a wig on?
Yeah, that's happened. I didn't know it. It was a good wig. I didn't know. I'm like, yeah, hold on. Sorry, fix this little. Sorry, it's a little crooked.
You shifted her wig?
I didn't know. It was a good wig. I'm just kidding. Hey, something wrong. Man, listen, I want to take this time out to ask for prayer.
Woo!
for me and once again my co-host. It seems like we never go an episode without her being in tears, in a good way.
Right.
That's a good thing. But you know what I was thinking about just in saying that too. Like, these five are good.
Okay.
Do you think there are any more that could be added to that?
Absolutely. I don't think that's the limit. Now, what they are, thinking off top.
That's a good, strong five, though. That's a good, strong five starting out, though.
I think, like, someone can relate to at least one or two of those.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Well, the reason I asked that question is because, and you know, just in discussions with us, and I'm sure other people you've talked to, me or whatever, like, a sense of humor is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I mean, I enjoy laughing. Uh-huh. I enjoy making other people laugh.
Right.
And if that's not something that you kind of flow with, and kind of like, if we was here and uh-huh. this is episode 6
uh-huh.
and you like have not laughed at nothing I've said, there would be no more podcast. Like, for real. Like,
would that be a red flag?
Like, what are we doing?
As your co-host?
No, you got fired on your day off.
Oh.
No, so I'm telling you, not like I'm, well, I can't fire you. Ain't nobody getting paid. Never mind.
Really back in.
But I do think like sense of humor
mm-hmm.
Is something that's important in relationships.
It is.
You know, and you got to know when to turn it on and turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There's times, and anybody that knows me, you know, when it's time to be serious and take care of business. And when it's time to take care of business, it's time to take care of business.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? And handle
exactly.
it. And
a do, time and place. Yeah.
And do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. So. One of them that we have not talked much about, though, is acts of service.
Mm.
Now, when I see that one, I kind of struggle to wrap my head around what exactly, and I can't lie, I have not read the book.
Okay.
So
I haven't either.
But acts of service, mm-hmm. when you hear that, what does that mean to you, acts of service in a relationship?
So, basically, like, doing for the other person. So, say, for example, let me think of an example.
I mean, is it the simple things, like opening your door?
There you go.
Pulling out your chair.
There you go.
Or is it things like, babe, I'm getting off early. You want me to pick up your laundry for you, or not mm-hmm. your laundry, but you have the cleaners, just
right.
acts of service.
Right.
Like, let me take something off you.
Right.
And
to free up your time.
That's kind of what mm-hmm. I think of when I hear acts of mm-hmm. service. Because I was in Lexington a few weeks ago and ran into a couple from Cincinnati.
Okay.
And I thought this was so dope. They were an awesome couple, man. I was like, man, y'all are an amazing couple. But the young man had told his fiance, they're not married yet.
Okay.
He told his fiance, he said, hey, babe, pack a bag. We're going to Lexington for the weekend. Not what do you want to do this weekend. Not do you want to go to Lexington this weekend.
Right, right.
He said, pack your bag. We're going to Lexington for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he had a trip planned to, I think they did went to the winery. They went to I think it was a concert or
so
something like that.
He had everything planned.
It was a whole, mm-hmm. they came down on Friday and left Sunday. Excuse me. But mm-hmm. in having a conversation with them, though, the podcast came up.
Okay.
I haven't told you this.
No.
The podcast came up and they was like, oh, really? So, you know, tell me a little bit more about it. So we got into some discussions and she was saying that his love language for her, like to her, is acts of service. She said he is the most amazing, like he does everything. Like he is a gentleman. I love him for that.
Right.
He's an amazing man. I tell everybody. But then she said, but that's not really my love language.
Did he know that, or did he just find that out?
No, his face was like yours just now. He was like, he was like, huh? Bro? Like, she was like, no, I love it. I love it. But, you know, mine is, I think what she said was words of affirmation.
So was his love language acts of service?
No, his love language was, if I remember correctly, his love language was words of affirmation. But check this out. What he said was, I don't receive the words of affirmation as much from her because she's a manager and like she's in management at her job. Uh-huh. So she's constantly reaffirming and giving words of affirmation at her job. So when she comes home, he said this, when she comes home and she gives it to me, he's like, I have a hard time separating the words of affirmation for her employees and the words of affirmation for me.
But I'm quite sure the affirmations are entirely different from employee versus fiance, right?
Yeah, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you what he said, and I said the same thing. I said, bro, if you feel like that her words of affirmation to her employees are coming from the same place that they are when she's telling you these things,
right?
Then you're off base, bro.
Very.
Like, you're off base. Very. It's coming from a totally different space, you know. He said, but then, you know, it's kind of like she overly thanks me. Like, and he's like, I'm just like doing what a man should do, and she's just like, oh, thanks, babe, thanks, oh, thanks, babe, you're amazing, you da 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 da. And he's kind of like,
so that does okay. That go back? And I'm not trying to be funny. Does that go back to being like the simple creature thing you were talking about?
It may be. Now that we talk it out, but and there was some other discussions that we had. She had some great examples, and it was funny because I would say something to him. And she would kind of like, you know, posture like, I've been trying to tell you that. And then I'd be like, I ain't through. Wait a minute. You got some issues too. This type of bad. And he was like, see, I told you. Oh, man, we had, it was like a 2-hour conversation. Really? We took pictures. We exchanged numbers. And so they said when we, you know, whenever I come up to Cincinnati to look them up, yeah, you know, so we can hang out. Great, awesome. Great couple, beautiful couple, both doing well. But here's the thing. She met him when he had just came out of the military, and she was doing awesome in business.
Okay.
You know, 6-figure income, beautiful home, the whole nine. And he was coming out of the military just still trying to find himself.
Right.
And I think they said this was like 13 years ago. And so he kind of broke it off because he felt like, he wasn't worthy of her.
Woo! Because she had everything together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, I just needed some time to get myself together. Like, I wasn't comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. She was fine with it because she, quote unquote, loved him unconditionally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where he was.
But he felt like he had a level
up. He was feeling like, man, I got to get my stuff together. So he kind of, he pulled away from it and they broke up. But they said, if I remember correctly, they said they had just gotten back together like 3 years ago. And things are going better for him. Uh-huh. And he's feeling better about himself.
Good, good.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes that you may have to do that.
Yeah,
You may have to do that. You can't make somebody, you know, be comfortable in an uncomfortable situation.
Right. You know what I mean? Right.
But yeah, but that was that's pretty dope. That was awesome.
So wait. So did you get a chance to ask him, okay, since his was words of affirmation, hers was words of affirmation, but he provided acts of service. So where did he feel like that hers was acts of service?
That's what he was giving her.
But
he was projecting acts of service to her. But his, right, in turn, his was words of affirmation. And then I asked him, I said, bro, are you sure yours is words of affirmation? Because she's giving you that.
Right.
And you're not really receiving it.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's like, well, man, I never really thought about it that way, but it may not be. So we got into a deeper conversation. You know, I won't take up the rest of the podcast about that. You know, we can talk about that off mic or whatever. Okay. But yeah, it was a great conversation. They were one of the first people to hear the podcast.
Awesome.
And they listened to it. And I asked them to do one thing. I said, man, if you can, just listen to it together.
Yes.
And they listened to it together. And he sent me a text message. He said, man, the podcast is fire. He said, man, that was so dope, man. And he said, we had a great conversation after we listened to it. And I just, you know, I say this every podcast. I'm just excited. Excited about what we're doing.
Yes.
And it's been well received. Mm-hmm. And I'm just ready to continue to grow our brand and grow our product.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So how do I love thee?
And you know what? Okay, so I made myself a note to come back to what you said earlier. I know.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
It's a short note. It's 7 words.
Okay.
It's about communication.
Okay.
Words of affirmation.
She done wrote a note on the notes. You gotta love them. You gotta love them. Okay, go ahead.
So when you were talking about miscommunication earlier, and you mentioned, like, some people said, when you said you have to, not you have to, but to support your man or to have your man's back. Mm-hmm. And you said some people were like, well, you know, why should I have his back, blah, 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 thinking that it's not because that, you know, in a superior way, like you mentioned, because a lot of times when we say words, even if it's like a word of affirmation, it's meant to be a good thing.
Right.
The other person may think like, why do you say that? Misconstrue it.
Yeah.
Take it out of context.
Right.
When in actuality, the other person is meaning to say it, you know, a good way.
Right.
A good thing.
Right.
So that's what I wrote. Okay. That's all.
So what was there a question in that?
No, a statement.
Okay. Oh, that was so sweet.
No, it was just a statement. Just a statement.
But
I was going somewhere with it earlier, but I had a whole lot more. But
yeah, I understand.
Now I understand. Just like, let me just break this up.
But it gets to the point where some people are just too literal. Like you say, man, you need to have your man's back. But why I gotta have his back? Why I gotta be behind him?
What? It's not literally.
I don't mean you have to walk behind him like you're puppy or something, but
just have
his back, but also have both sides and his front. Mm-hmm. He should do the same for you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, sometimes when, you know, you talk to women and they have a problem with the word submit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's almost a 4-letter word, you know, if you say that to, you know, why I gotta submit to him. And that's a whole nother podcast, That's a matter of fact, yeah. While you taking notes, take a note right now. Why I got to submit? Yeah, put that on there. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Submit.
But that comes back to, well, we are so off the topic from the love language, but
We talking about love and we're speaking.
Okay, yeah. So okay, there you go. So we good. We good. So with that submit thing, no, I'm going to save that for when we talk about the submit podcast.
Okay.
I got a lot to say.
I will say this. I'm just going to say this part. And okay. You know, ladies, when we mention or when it's read or when you hear submitting to your man, I'm not talking about your boyfriend you live in, and we're talking about your husband.
Husband.
And that's if that husband is doing the things he's supposed to be doing in the right way, in the right manner, and worthy of your submission to follow his lead.
Say that again, and that's what I was going to save. Right.
So, yes. Little nugget. Y'all know I gotta drop at least one nugget before we get off here. You know what I mean?
Superhero.
Oh, there it is.
Superhero.
Yeah. About to do my Cam Newton. Y'all can't see it, but I'm doing my Cam to check.
He's showing his ass.
Hey, whoa, hold. This is, girl, you about to get us.
What?
You can't tell people I'm in here. What I'm.
I said S.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
No. I said S is in Sam. What am I saying?
Nothing. This has been episode 6.
That, please, I said S is
no, you well not editing. You always want to edit something.
No, because
you were singing on the one podcast. Can we take that out? Nope, we're not taking it out. We're
gonna let everybody. No. Wait a minute. I did not say that. Hey,
what you
wait a minute. Did you think that I said
remember.
No, I'm talking about this.
Hold on. Yeah, I know, but listen. Okay. Remember I told you? Remember you called me that one time.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What I tell you to do.
Okay.
Okay, this is one of those moments. All right.
Okay. I did say S's and Sam, though.
We know what you said. Yeah. This is one of those moments. Okay. We're going to let y'all end it. No, what did I suggest you do in your moment of hystericalness? Is that a word?
So, when,
yeah.
Whenever, I guess I don't go overboard. Well,
you get a little excited.
Okay, I get a little excited. You want me to tell them?
Nope, because
we out of time. You have to listen to the next podcast.
We're going
to
put that on. We're going to drop that on episode 7. But we really, really, really appreciate you guys tuning in. We are on several platforms. We now have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. We're on, just follow us. Follow us. We could not put the acronyms on Facebook, so it's Let's Talk About Being Let's Talk About Being Black and Single. Mm-hmm. In parentheses, it says podcast. So you can follow us there, or you can follow us at @_LTabs_podcast on Instagram. So hit us up, shoot us some messages, give us some reviews, let us know how we doing, and just continue to follow us. Subscribe, love us. We're gonna continue to love on y'all. We appreciate you guys for tuning in.
Thank
Deb,
you.
You wanna go ahead and close us out?
Yes. Again, like my co-host said, just thank you all. We really truly do appreciate you all listening. And don't just keep this for yourself. Share it with others.
Yes, Lord.
Whoever that needs to hear it. Just whoever, because like I said, we just wanna get the word out what we're about. And in the meantime, while we're doing it, just tell the reality and have fun.
Love it. Love it. Until next episode, y'all. We out.